Patrick did everything he could do to get a knee replacement surgery so that he could walk again. He achieved good control of his diabetes and perfect blood pressure. The drug-eluting stents placed into his coronary arteries greatly helped blood flow to his heart. He said he was ready for the surgery. To honor the patient's strong wish of a knee replacement, I sent him to a top orthopedist and the very best internist I know to assess whether there was any way he could have surgery. The internist, Diane, felt it was high risk, but that with her close care after surgery, his risk of death would be less than 10%. At last, the date was set for surgery. A week before his surgery, I received a call from Patrick. He was angry because he knew his appointment to see me the next day had been canceled. He wanted to be seen by me before his surgery. My nurse had only told him that there was no way I could see him before his operation. She didn't tell him it was because I myself was having surgery for a health problem. He left a message with my nurse saying, "If Dr. Pau doesn't want me as a patient, can't he have the decency to just tell me so?" I immediately called Patrick and apologized for the cancellation. I explained to him that I was having surgery myself, and that was why the appointment had been canceled. He apologized for the angry message he had left and told me he would be thinking of me when I was in surgery. He also offered a whole slew of natural treatments to take after my surgery. He ended the phone call by telling me how lucky he felt to have me as his doctor and his friend. Patrick had his surgery. He did remarkably well. No heart attack, no kidney problems, and no infections occurred during the surgery. Diane did a masterful job with his diabetes. He was transferred to the rehabilitation medicine floor 4 days after his operation for a 10-day stay. He was great in rehabilitation and was ahead of schedule in his recovery. He was to be discharged from the hospital in 2 days. That night, while I was at a holiday dinner party, my pager went off. I looked down at my pager and saw a message asking me to call Diane right away. My heart sank. I ran to the phone and called. It was answered on the first ring. "Dr. Pau?" I replied, "Hi, Diane, what's up?" The voice on the other end, in tears, said, "This is Holly. Patrick is gone. He died 2 minutes ago." She put Diane on the phone. Diane told me how he suddenly collapsed while walking to the bathroom a half hour before. She said all efforts at resuscitation had failed. Diane and I both knew what must have happened. It was a massive pulmonary embolism. I raced to the hospital to see Holly. I arrived and found Holly, Vanessa, Patrick's daughter, and Diane sitting in a room all in tears. I immediately gave Holly a hug. Vanessa asked Holly who I was. When Holly mentioned my name, Vanessa gave me a hug. We talked about the shock of it all and struggled to grasp what had happened. Tears began to flow freely from my eyes as I reached to hug both Vanessa and Holly again. I was feeling weak-kneed. Vanessa went in to see her father one last time. I was alone with Holly. I told her how much Patrick loved her. I told her how at every visit he mentioned that she was the only woman who could ever challenge him and love him for who he was. She cried and cried more tears. I shared with Holly how Patrick had wanted to walk again, and if not, how he did not want to go on living. I also shared with her that he knew how risky the surgery was and that he was at peace with either outcome. 1 month later, Holly came to see me. She brought me a small glass hummingbird. I asked her why the hummingbird. She said, "1 week after Patrick died, a hummingbird came to the bird feeder outside of my window. It looked at me and stayed at the feeder for several days. I thought it was Patrick coming to give me a message that he was okay. So I wanted to give you a little glass hummingbird so you would always have a memory of Patrick." The hummingbird hangs in my office, a constant reminder to me of a very special man.